Chazar l'zeichenish mesabach yicheskel shlaga ben Avram Yehuda b'msechta brachas daf saf samach gimel. Mishnah said kol chois mei brachas shebe migdash. Bar explained, since we learn from a pasuk that you don't answer amen to a bracha in the base of migdash, rather you say baruch shem kavod mechus tzei olam v'od, you have an elaborate answer. So if you have an elaborate answer, you have to have an elaborate ending also, and that's why you end every bracha with baruch hashem alekei yisom in olam v'ad olam. Mishnah said eskinu sheyeh adam shoyel b'shloim chaveroi. Mishnah brought a proof that you agreed with using the shem Hashem from boyaz and from the malach statement to gidoin and from the psukim that they would respect the elders, and from Eis Lasis Lashem. Why do we need so many different mikars? Bar explains, if one would think that maybe Boyaz acted on his own without any real basis behind this, we have the positive in the Malach, which shows that even the Malach was greeted with Shem Hashem. And if you would think that maybe the Malach did so because he wanted to show that he's the Shliach of Hashem, that's why he brought the other positive, Al Tavoiz Kizakna Yimecho, that is based on the minig already, the custom of the elders. Boyaz did so because Eis Lasis Hashem, Heferi Teresecho. Bryce says, Hillel HaZaken said, at a time when the Chacham are not disseminating Torah, you should make sure to disseminate Torah. You should at least do it. At a time when there are Chacham who are disseminating Torah, you do not have to disseminate Torah at that time. At a time when Torah is valued, then you should disseminate Torah, even if there are other Chacham who are disseminating Torah. At a time when Torah is not valued, you should not disseminate Torah, even if there's no one else, because Eis Lasis Hashem, Heferi Teresecho, because disseminating Torah at that time would cause Torah to be ridiculed, and we don't want that. Our Chapara said, when merchandise falls in value, you should buy a lot, stack up on it then, because eventually it will go up in value, and he's referring to cost of Torah, then when people are not machshiv it, you should learn as much as you can to gather it in. He also said, in a place where there is no poisik, you should learn to become a poisik. Abaye said, this from L'chari, this infers, this suggests, that if there is a poisik, even you, though you may be as great as that poisik, you should not become a poisik. Kapar said, the pasuk of Bechol Derechecha Dayehu, meaning you should know Hashem in all your ways. Rav explains, Bakapara, the drasha of Bakapara, to mean that sometimes you have to do something that even seems like an avera for the honor of Hashem. Finally, Bakapara said that someone should teach his son always a clean and easy profession, which allows him to be honest and leaves time for learning Torah, which Rav Chisra explains to be as a certain style of weaving. Number of teachings from Rebbe in a number of braises. Number one, he said having too many friends causes fights in the house. Also, one shouldn't put someone in charge of all his dealings because, like we see what happened with the wife of Potiphar, that's made her go after Yosef. Also, he said the reason that the parsha of Nazir is written next to the parsha of Saita, because it teaches someone, when someone sees what happens to a Saita, which normally happens through drinking wine, he'll swear off wine and become a Nazir. The name of Yechon said that the parsha of Trumas and Maisers is written next to the parsha of Saita to teach if someone doesn't give the Trumas and Maisers like he's supposed to give to the Kayan, eventually he'll have to come on to the Kayan with his wife being a Saita. Even more, if he doesn't give it properly, he'll actually need the Maiser himself, he'll become an Ani. Nachmizuk says, if someone gives what he's supposed to give, he'll actually become wealthy. Unuba Brach in the name of Elazar Kappa says, someone makes Hashem a partner in his service, so to say, meaning he realizes it's from Hashem and he davens, he'll see his business double, or Shmuel Nachmeni says it means his business will come to him easily. Rav Tovi, in the name of Yoshia, says, someone who weakens himself from learning, or even from doing even one mitzvah, he won't be able to stand strong in a day of tzar. Or says, when the Chanina, who was Yeshua's nephew, left Meretz Yisrael to Golus, he continued being Ma'aber Shonim in Golus, which is not normally done. The Chum Meretz Yisrael sent two messengers to make him stop, and they explained to him that you can't do that from Golus. Although Rabbi Akiva did it, that's because there was no one that was equal to him in Eretz Yisrael. And although you, Chanina, when you left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one equal to you, but since you have left, the young Tamid Chum have grown to become your equal. Right, so it says when the Chum went to Keren B'Yavna and they were hosted, they each of them opened up with a drusha to extol the praises on their hosts. Yehuda began and said that Moshe moved the oil moya 12 mil away from the machane after the eagle. And the pasuk says that it was Mavakesh Hashem, whoever was Mavakesh Hashem would travel the 12 mil to the oil moya. He said if they were considered Mavakesh Hashem, how much more so Tamid HaChum would travel from city to city to learn Torah? Pasuk says V'dibra Hashem and Moshe panim panim, that Hashem told Moshe, let's learn nicely together. That you show favor to one another, that's the best way to learn. Others explain that Hashem told Moshe, just as I'm showing favor to you, you should also show favor to Klal Yisrael and return the oil moya to the machane, because we can't both be angry at the Yidden. Ravo is that the pasuk teaches that Hashem said, if you won't bring it back, I will bring Yeshua in to lead the Yidden. As we see, actually happened, of course, after Moshe's Petira. Yehuda and Darshan, the pasuk of Haskei Sushma Yisrael, Hayoim Hazen Yeselam, today you became a nation, but it's almost 40 years after Matan Torah, teaches that anyone who loves Torah and who learns it, it's as if it was given to them that day. Where Haskei means make groups, because Torah should never be learned alone. Haskes could also be understood as grinding, because you have to work hard on Torah. And Haskes and Shema can be darshan as Has, first be quiet and listen, and then case, kat, make a group to go deeper into the sugya. It's the word Haskes. Rabbi Yanai darshan the pasuk to teach that if someone schwitzes over Torah, that's when he gets the best part, the fats of the Torah, so to say. Also, if someone has a Rebbe who yells at him for no reason and he doesn't answer, he'll be zeiche to be able to tell the difference between Torah blood and Tomei blood. If it happens twice and he's still quiet, he's zeiche to understand even monetary cases, Hilchos Mamonos, which is the most difficult part of the Torah. Shmuel ben Nachmani said, if someone embarrasses himself to try to better understand Torah, eventually the Torah will exalt him. But if he doesn't embarrass himself, eventually he'll be embarrassed by not knowing the answer to a question of Torah when it's opposed to him. That's to teach that Shaul told the Keni, who were descendants of Yisrael, that since Yisrael had served a meal for Moshe, so please stay away from Amalek so you don't get killed along with Amalek. Now Yisrael did this for his own honor, and still his great-grandchildren were rewarded to such a level, how much more so people who host and serve Talmid HaChamim. Yosi said the pasuk says like he saw of Mitzri Kigera Yisabaratzai. Now, if the Mitzri who did it for his own gain is rewarded to such a level, then how much more so someone who just hosts and serves Talmid Chachamim? Lezer, in the son of Yosi Aglili, said Hashem benched the Oved Edoim because he hosted the Aron. Now, if his reward was so great and all he did was clean around the area of the Aron, how much more so someone who hosts and serves Talmid Chachamim? Yehuda Bar Zvida explains that the reward given to Oved Edoim was that his wife and his eight daughters-in-law each had sextuplets.